The man who dissects it so you don't have to, Mr. Christian Hand, I give it to you.
He puts the sex in dissects.
I'll tell you what. This is a rough one, everybody. I'm not sure. I'm a man barely alive at this point. I'm the 2.5 penny guy.
What time did you get home last night?
2:30 in the morning, everybody. All right, so I decided for today's selection, one of the things that I'm liking about what we're doing is when we play a band or a song that everyone's gone, oh, I didn't think that would be any good, and then it turned out to be really cool. I'm hoping that this is going to be one of those because I'm a huge fan of, I'm not a fan of this band or this genre even remotely, but what the musicianship of this band is extraordinarily good. So everyone can probably admit in the room that grunge was the worst thing to happen to music ever. Let's just get that out in the open immediately. All right, so we're going to start this guy.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be shocking.
Did you edit this?
It just goes on for hours, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, no, I edited it.
You edited it. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes. I took out the... This bit might not be.
Alice in Chains for the uninitiated. Man in the Box.
This is Man in the Box. All right, so we all know this song. It was ubiquitous in 1990 when it was released. Four young men, all right? And probably one of the greatest voice. I mean, that's the thing that you realize when you go back and listen to grunge. Is there are some incredible voices that come out of it. Obviously, you know, Kurt has his own thing, but then you've got the Pearl Jam is insane. You got Soundgarden.
Chris Cornell
is just incredible. But there's something very special about Lane. So we'll get to him. Let's start out with. So what I decided to do is because this is, you know, it's fairly workman what everyone's doing in this band, really up until the chorus. So I've extracted the chorus bits so we can hear what, because there's some really amazing stuff going on that you probably have never ever heard. So let's just let on drums we had Sean Kinney playing some drums. So this is a workman's approach to a drum track. There's some jiggery pokery going on this drum track for sure. The size of small countries. China crash, which I would have never allowed in a studio ever.
Is that a large
China? Symbol? It's the one that's like inverted. It looks like a weird shaped thing, and then you hit it. It goes.
Nice.
Right there. All right, so that's Sean. Doing his job, earning a paycheck.
I never noticed how awash in cymbals that.
So much cymbal, which is, you know, I actually am a huge fan of that. But clearly the snare drum has been replaced with a sample, I believe. You know, there's a lot of studio magic going on that guy. So here we go. This is, once again, I think where everyone really is, you start to realize how underappreciated the bass is as an instrument in rock and roll. So this is Mike Starr playing bass on this thing. This bass line in this chorus is so good, and his playing is brutal.
String with rebar?
I believe so. Yeah. Laying into it. Baseline melody was in this song? None.
This rumbles your core.
Yeah, it's rumbling below my core. And I think it is. It's rebar and telephone lines.
Yeah.
I mean, this. All right, so they, so when we put these two together and you hear Sean and Mike doing the rhythm section, this is chugging in a really epic way. Can you hear how musical all these cymbal choices were? He's playing with him.
On all the cymbals.
Yep. Less is more, everybody.
Wow.
Less is more.
A little ding, 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 ding. A little masturbation. Yeah, you get away with it. It's awesome. I had no clue.
Wow. So grunge, the definition of grunge isn't can't play their instruments.
No.
It's just actually
makes unbearable music. That's the combination. All right, so let's listen. Obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, but we should probably say, Jerry Cantrell is no joke. You know, as a guitar player and as a vocalist, you know, he helped singing with Lane on this. This guitar track is ridiculously good. Listen to the talk box.
The vocoder?
The talk box. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. So this is what like Joe Walsh did and
Frampton.
Peter Frampton on Do You Feel Like We Do?
Motoring. All right, so it's going to get really interesting on the chorus because there's this one chord that you've never heard. That changes the entire chorus. Ready? That one?
It's good.
Sick. It's the only one that goes even remotely pleasant.
Adding it to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows music better than I do would say
it's an added seventh or F minor over a G being held with a D, you moron.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Right here. And then we're back to chugging. I mean, what fun was that? Yeah. Even on heroin, that was probably a lot of fun. Too soon? Yeah. You should just drive down the streets of this, Gina.
It's
just
pretty hot.
Chugging, yeah. All right, so
windows strip down. Song. Oh yeah.
Because now you never get to hear this because Lane's all over it. This is just the chorus with these.
This is Lane Staley, who's no longer with us.
He's R.I.P. Lane.
Yeah, he succumbed to the
his addiction.
Seduction of drugs.
So this is we're gonna put Jerry, Sean, and Mike together because you never get to hear the chorus without Lane singing on it, and it's so damn good. Just check this out. This is amazing. Grunge sucks. Here we go. You should turn this up wherever you are. Here we go. I mean, that is insanely good.
It's pretty tasty.
It's so good. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. The bass line, come on, man. I mean, out of those elements,
There's something interesting that happens in music where, like when Led Zeppelin was new, it was scary.
Yeah.
When Black Sabbath was new, it was kind of scary. Metallica, kind of. And this, the same thing. It's like, what is this? It, you know, parents, keep this away from your children. Now you listen back to it, it's pretty tame.
Yeah, it's tame, but the texture is like this. This is the most terrifying of all of the grunge riffs. All right, so Jerry Cantrell plays a ridiculous guitar solo in this song, so I pulled that out just because you should hear this. Another thing, like people, I much maligned, obviously, the grunge as far as I'm concerned, but you think about the guitar players that came out of the grunge era. You've got, what's his name from Soundgarden, Thale?
Kim Thale.
Yep, and you've got Stone from Pearl Stone Jam. Gatter. And then, listen to this. This guitar lead is insanely good. That chord will forever change that song for me, the fact that that chord's in there. All right, so without a doubt, I mean, one of the greatest voices to come out of music, I think, ever. I put him up there with the top guys. I mean, his voice, Lane's was incredible. As I said, you've got, you know, Eddie is just amazing, and Chris Cornell. And those four are like the tentpole guys of grunge music.
The million-dollar quartet of grunge.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's just incredible that you didn't absorb it at the time as being really what it was. So let's listen to Lane. And this is Lane and Jerry, because the two of them spent a lot of time singing harmony for almost the entire song. So listen to these two.
Sauce.
Yeah, a little bit of delay.
Buried in my pit.
Thank you.
You got it.
Won't you come and save me? Save me.
Those notes are insane.
Shove my nose in spit.
Spit.
Yeah. Won't you
harmonies.
Come and save me?
Save me.
Save me. All right, so there you go. That's Jerry Cantrell and Lane Staley, RIP.
That hook's going to be in my head all day.
It's so, I mean, much as I've said, it's tough for me on this particular. I was a DJ in radio in my least favorite musical era of all time. I was like, oh, cool, let's play the Smashing Pumpkins again.
By the way, for fans of Dick Van Dyke and Tab Hunter, we're breaking down Alice in Chains, Man in a Box.
Yeah, just in case you're unaware of where we are, this is 1990. This is new stuff, everybody. We're going new, all right? So let's put it all together in here, just what these guys pulled off.
You know, I actually like this song, and I did not know that it's considered grunge.
Oh, yeah, the grungiest. I mean, that bass line is just a motor.
What would you say the hallmarks of grunge are? Distortion.
Heroin.
Introspective, downbeat lyric.
Yeah, at least one guy dead in your band of a drug overdose. Right. And right. Annoying me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Missed one.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you get it off of iTunes.
I
mean, that talk box is just so. Here we go. Like this song after I broke it down. I was incredibly annoyed by myself. Yeah? I was like, I hate me. All right, so there it is. That's Alice in Chains, Man in a Box. I hope if you hated it beforehand, you at least have a working...
You hate it less now.
Yeah, you have at least a working an understanding and appreciation for the fact that the less is more approach.
Yeah.